Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
And welcome to Agent's Dossier. My name is Wes. This is episode number 25, and I am here with some wonderful players. Let's start with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I am playing Robin Porter. And I am technically a doctor, so I'm not sure what I'm doing here.
I could have had a private practice.
I did have a private practice.
Threw it all away.
Hello, I'm Saint, and I've been playing Norman Morales, who was an NSA technician. Who knows what the current job standing truly is at this point. And let's see if he survives. I'm sorry, I meant to say that seriously.
Well, you know, it's hard to because it's Delta Green, so you never know. It's like people are like, why are the characters so easy to make? Well,
hey, I'm Michelle and I'm playing Yesenia Alvarez, and she is supposed to be the tank.
You've definitely,
tanked a lot.
Yes, that tank keeps getting, armor piercing rounds thrown at it. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. So it's time. It's been a while since we played this game. So it's time for a really big recap so everybody can remember what's going on. Three triplets known as the Wright brothers were killed, and you were called in to basically figure out what was going on with them. You all are in Taildale, Idaho, and you met with the coroner. You found out that these people were basically separated by their joints. So their torso, their head, their feet, everything has been separated. When you did look at them, especially Robin felt like they were reaching out to her. Like, you know, when she looked in their eyes, there was still kind of a soul there saying, you know, kind of like almost pleading for help. The local sheriff's department has not really been much of a help. The police have attacked you. You've gone out into the woods. You've been shot at. Some creature followed you back, tried to kill you at the coroner's office, and you think that might be the sheriff. You spent a couple of days at the hospital, actually like 3 or 4 days, while Yesenia basically recovered. During that time, Norman did a lot of snooping on the internet and found out that there is a family of ghouls that comes from France, the De Monte family. They went to Haiti in the early 1700s and then went over to New Orleans. Something happened, though, in the 1990s, and the family was dispersed across America. Many of them were actually killed in New Orleans. So you found out one of the people that was working at the office, Erica, was part of that family. And so you snuck upstairs and you found a weird jar full of these silver insects that are just constantly moving around, and they look like they don't look terrestrial at all. They look like they might be some sort of robotic animals or some weird life form. And you took that and you took her PDA and you found out where all these ghouls have kind of spread out to. You then decided you had two choices. You were either going to go to the police station and try to break in, sneak in and get some more information because they're off grid. Because, of course, the sheriff's an immortal and has some kind of connection to these Wright brothers who continually get killed. Or you were going to go to where the Wright brothers lived. In the interim, okay, so Norman got attacked. Yesenia and Robin came in and helped to save Norman. And you guys did some Pulp Fiction shit. Like, you took Erica's eyes out, you drug her upstairs, you threw her in the snow. I think you might have decapitated her. You made sure she was dead, and you left her up there.
I don't remember why we took her eyes out.
I think that
was part of the whole, like, fight.
Yeah, that was a fight thing.
I just did that out of passion.
It was like an eye-plucking karate move thing, you know, from Kill Bill. Then you went over to where the Wright brothers lived. You found a little old lady in a house that's decorated like it's 1970. She was making an apple pie. It's snowing outside. Robin and Yesenia went inside to talk with her because she found out they were there. She, like, opened a window and was, like, putting the pie on the sill and saw Yesenia. So you guys went in. Norman stayed outside. And within 20 minutes or so, the sheriff showed up with the Wright brothers in tow. They walked into the house. You guys made a survival roll to get out of there in time, and you failed the roll. And that is where we are picking it up. I think that kind of catches everybody up, right? Does anyone have any questions before we jump in?
I believe the insects were starting to have a reaction as well. Like, were they, like, vibrating or shaking in the trunk?
Yeah.
Essentially, that's the only other thing I remember.
Yeah, they started shaking and making this weird noise.
Yeah, that cylinder full of bugs.
Yes.
Yes.
That are very aware of our presence.
Yes. And hopefully it will hold.
Exactly.
And like a Palm Pilot.
All right.
Yeah, 2003 is here again. Robin and Yesenia, you are in the bathroom. I'm going to say Robin is probably halfway out of the window when the little old lady knocks on the door. Is everything okay in there? The sheriff's here, and he says he'll help you get back to town. You can follow him in his car.
I'm feeling a little sick right now.
Okay.
And Robin's holding my hair.
Okay. Can I do anything? Do you need anything?
No, thank you.
Ma'am, I think it would be best if you steered clear. I wouldn't want you to catch anything that my friend may be infected with.
So on the outside, Saint, you're hidden. The car's there, but you hid. And you see the front door open. The sheriff comes out without anybody else. He starts going towards his car. Robin and Yesenia, what do you two want to do? You hear her kind of, you know, she's near the door, but she's kind of walked away a little bit. What's the plan?
Obviously, the window is no-go.
Oh, he's going to be waiting for us.
And book it out the back door?
That's going to be our only choice.
Okay.
All right. So you guys come out of the bathroom?
Yeah.
So you come out of the bathroom, and standing there are the Wright brothers. They're identical triplets, and you can tell that the clothes that they are wearing doesn't look like their clothes. I'll put it that way. They don't fit quite right. And they look at you and they say,
"Oh, we didn't realize our grandmother had guests."
And they all speak in unison when they say it.
Hi.
Hello. Nice
to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How are you guys doing?
Well, we're told we got into an accident.
That's one way to put it.
And we were out for several days. Then we got picked up by the sheriff and he took us home.
Hmm.
Gave us these new weird clothes, too.
Yeah, they don't fit you very well.
Outside, real quick, Norman, you see the sheriff go to his car. He opens up his trunk and he pulls out a shotgun and starts walking back towards the house.
Oh, dear. gosh. All right. Well, I am going to... Wait, hold on. Okay. I'm going to... Hold on. Okay, so I am stressed thinking about this, but we'll get through it. His car, does he leaves the door open to his car?
No, he opens up the trunk, grabs out the shotgun and...
From the rack in the back.
Right. And just shuts the trunk.
Okay, so it's a secure cop car.
Right, yeah.
Never mind then on that train of thought. Okay, and is he on the street? Was it like parked on the, let's say, right against the lawn, so he's already back?
This is like outside of town, so it's a country driveway, which those things are just ridiculous. You can drive up You know, they're like half a block before you get to the house kind of thing. You guys are far from civilization right now.
Okay. And there's like, there's land before the house. Okay. So I'm going to get into the front seat and I'm going to try to run him over.
That's excellent.
That's literally the only thing I can think of. I would not be a spy.
I think that that's awesome.
Because I laid down, but I was in the back seat. So this was a bit of a maneuver, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to make you roll for that part because he seems very dedicated to what he wants to do. Yeah, so just roll against your drive auto.
Okay. Oh, yeah, wait. I was looking at drive heavy machine, which is 60. Oh, crap. All right. Well, at least it'll be a distraction. And remind me, because of all the thousands of games we play, above or below?
Below.
Oh, right. That's why it's a problem. All right. Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Please be nice to me. Pretty dice. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Please. Okay, it's trying to run away from me. Oh, that does not look good. That looks like a... Yep, nope. Very bad. That is an 83.
Okay.
At least it's not critical, right?
No, true. It's not.
Well, distraction.
Yeah, big distraction. You slam on the gas. You try to line him up. The car goes forward. It is winter. There's a lot of snow. You kind of fishtail... And it doesn't slam into the side of the house, but it does hit it. You hear the sound of the car making a big rev. And then the sheriff turns around and he shoots at the driver's side window. Okay. With the shotgun. Ooh. Okay, so I rolled a 7.
Oh.
Ooh.
Do I have any defense of anything?
Dodge?
So let me see. Well, that's not a critical. So you still get to, it's pretty damn close. Remember in this game, it's also if you get like 11 or 22. So make a dodge roll. Your dodge is really high, so you should be fine.
Yeah, that's my dexterity, right? Or wait, no.
No, it's down on the bottom.
Dodge in this one.
Yeah.
Wait, it's not very high.
I know, I was kidding.
Oh, no. I was looking at dexterity.
Even though you are partially covered by the car, at which, you know, I rolled a 7, so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so you need to.
No, okay, I'm trying different dice. If this will help, please. I need to get a mat. Still, this is a problem. Oh, though, I got a 21. Why didn't I get that before?
Excellent. So the gunshot goes off. The windshield bursts. All this glass showers down on you as you duck behind the steering wheel. Now you have a choice. You can try to hit him again with your car.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Let me just get familiar with my skills.
All right. So let's jump inside. I think if I remember correctly, let's see. Pooja, you have a 70 and Michelle has a 70. So you both go at the same time. This ruckus happens. The triplets and the grandma rush to the window to look what's going on. What do you two want to do?
Oh, look, a convenient distraction to GTFO.
I actually, because I hear the gunshot, whatever, I draw my weapon and I head out the front door.
Okay. Robin, you're a doctor, not a soldier. What do you do? You can do anything, but...
Well, if they're all towards the front, then I'm going to run around the back.
All right.
So we've got the sheriff's car out there and our car.
Yes.
Okay. So there's no other vehicles that I see.
Correct. Now, they do have a garage. If you wanted to go in there to see if there's a vehicle in there.
I do.
Okay, cool. As you're running the garage, Robin, and all of you get this, but because Robin's the one who is not directly in the line of fire now, you get a text, and it's just GPS coordinates.
Okay, well, deal with that. Not now. Deal with that. Not right now.
Not right now, but that's what happens. You get a beep on your phone, and you see GPS coordinates. Yesenia, so you run out onto the porch. You see the smoke coming from the barrel of the shotgun. You can't see Norman. He is down on the front seat, you're guessing. And the window The windshield has been blown out. What do you want to do, Yesenia?
I'm assuming that the sheriff is facing the car and yes. the front door. Okay.
Correct.
I am going to aim and shoot.
Okay, are you actually going to aim? Because aiming takes a turn, and then you get a bonus for attacking.
Yeah, but I guess with Norman being in danger, I'm just going to shoot.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify so yeah. if you were going to get a bonus or not. Go for it.
I got a 20 under my 80.
Nah, but fuck. You don't need to aim. All right.
D10 is the damage on this one.
It's nasty.
6.
You grab his attention. You hit him. Where do you hit him? I'm going to say, since you rolled well, not the head, but...
I know. That would be my preference. I will say inches from his heart.
All right. So you hit him in the pretty square in the chest.
Yeah.
And what kind of gun are you using?
Medium pistol.
He stumbles back a few feet. All right. So you do 6 points. That brings us up to Robin. You make it to the garage. I'm going to say that when you open it up, yes, there is a very nice 1965 Lincoln Continental car, like just a boat. And it looks like it's put away for the winter, but it's there. And it does seem to have gas and all of that. But like I said, it would be heavy machinery. I would let Saint roll on the higher thing for that car because it's ridiculous.
It's cool because what I'm actually going to do is slash its tires.
Okay. So, yeah, that'll suck for them. We'll say you're doing that while we jump to the top of the round then. That brings us... Let's see.
Also, if I can do that and look for a crowbar in there somewhere. Because, you know, garage.
Yeah, there's a crowbar. There's old tools and stuff like that, all that stuff. So if you want a crowbar, that's not a problem. Everybody has a 70 dexterity in this group. So who wants to go first at the top of the round? I would imagine probably Norman, because Michelle, the guy's had a negative now to hit.
Right. And I've been
bonus.
We got you. I've been racking my brain to be like, how can I leverage all these non-fighting skills in this situation? So right now he's been hit. We know he's a supernatural creature.
Right. And because of that, you get a plus 20 to your drive to hit him because he's stunned. He stumbled back a little bit, so I'm going to give you a plus 20 to be able to hit him. Now, that can be with the car, or it could be with a weapon or whatever, however you want to move forward.
I am going to draw my pistol because we're at close range now. Yeah,
right.
I only have a pistol, I guess. Yeah, I only have a pistol at this point. So we're at close range. I would love to hit him with as much damage as possible. If I aim at his head, it will take this turn, and by my second turn, he probably won't be distracted anymore, right? If I understand this correctly.
Well, okay, so it's two different things. If you're doing a called shot, it's a negative 20%, so you would lose the bonus you're already getting. If you're aiming, you'd have to wait till next turn, and then you'd get another 20%. So I'll let you keep the first 20. So your total bonus would be plus 40%. I'll let you stack that if you want to aim. So you'd have to like start aiming. Yesenia would go, Robin would go, the sheriff would go, and then you'd be able to shoot with that plus 40 if he's still up.
Okay. I want to do that.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. So you start to
aim.
I'm going to let you say that you're partially covered because you're behind the dash and you're aiming towards him through the windshield. You see that, Yesenia. What do you want to do? Yesenia, you see Norman is aiming, so you know that he's okay, or at least alive. What do you want to do?
I shoot again.
Okay. Give me your shot.
Either way, I make it. 78 under my 80.
Okay. Wow. So do your damage.
6 more points.
Oh, okay. So you've realized something at this point. Number one, the fact that he's still up gives him major ghoul points, which is, of course, not ghoul. And...
Bye. Sorry. Robin spontaneously combusts in the garage.
I think I mortally wounded Saint. So, but he obviously is, like, if this was a human, he probably would have been down with the first shot. Now, he does look really hurt. There is that, but Robin, you've slashed the tires, you have a crowbar. What do you want to do?
Okay, great. So I'm going to go, I guess, around the side of the house and see what is going on.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, I guess go big or go home. How evil is Robin? This is the question. I mean, Robin is pretty freaked out right now.
I don't know if it's a question as evil as just instinctually doing stuff to survive at this point, to be honest.
True. And we do need another distraction, because obviously, like, whatever is going on in the front sucks. Multiple gunshots, all of that.
Yeah. Sounds like the OK Corral out there.
It does. It does. And obviously, the triplets are important to the sheriff and whatever is happening to the situation. Therefore, is there a gas can in this garage?
Yeah, I would say so. They're so far away from... They probably even have one of those, I don't know, living in the South, but you know, in the country houses where they have the big gas tanks in the back of the house. At least they had them in Wisconsin, where you would have a natural gas tank or a tank in the back of the house, where because there wasn't sufficient lines out to the actual homes.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll turn the... I'm going to take the gas can... Turn the knob on the natural gas tank, I guess, and really quickly, like, run away with a line and then do like a trail of fire and blow up the garage and possibly the house.
Right. Yeah, they're just huge. I guess they're huge propane tanks. So I will send here.
So I'm going to run really far.
All right. So we used to have one of these in the back of our house in Wisconsin. And so anyway, that's what they look like. They're huge propane tanks. They're usually near the house.
Dear Lord, it looks like a submarine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I
learned about this from King of the Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, I
propane and propane accessories.
Yes. Okay. So what I'm going to do is take the gas can and run a trail away from the garage and light it on fire and run.
Okay. Do you want to include the propane tank in that? Because the propane tank's behind the house outside.
I am going to include the propane tank in that if I can, and just run that much further away.
Okay. Wow. So
I figure, like, the propane tank is going whatever I do at this point. If I'm blowing things up, I might as well blow things up also.
Yeah. Like you said, go big, go home.
Yeah. I mean, he's not dying. They come back to life. They've been alive forever. I'm sure they've been blown up before.
This is just another Saturday for them. Well, so while you're doing all that, let's go back up to the top of the round, and we're going to say, Norman, go ahead and take your shot.
Okay, yes, plus 40. Thank you. Or wait.
Yeah, I think you have, what, a 20?
I have a 21.
So 61 altogether.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, here we go. And I am not rolling the right dice. That is a 22. Ooh.
Awesome. Okay, so you fire. I think you have a medium pistol as well, correct?
Yes, but I didn't write down the damage on that.
It's 1d10.
Please, don't be weak. Thank you. That's a 6.
Awesome. All right, you hit him. He's got blood coming out of his mouth, his nose, his ears. He's still up.
Is that a critical success?
Is this 22?
Oh, it was a 22. I thought I heard 21. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's my skill level.
That's your skill. So you rolled a 22.
And I rolled a 22.
So that's a critical hit.
It's doubles.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Sweet. And it was a headshot.
Yep, because you were aiming. So you hit him. He drops, and right then you just see a little bit of smoke, and then suddenly there's this huge explosion. Yesenia is knocked from the front of the property. The whole backside of the house is impacted by this huge explosion. Suddenly, the garage is halfway knocked over and on fire because it's a big propane tank. And so it explodes through the house, basically. This is one of those situations where the damage is, there's a kill radius. Okay. So I'm going to roll to see. The kill radius is a 10%. So if you get 10% or under, you are instantly killed in this blast radius. Saint, you're protected in the car, so Norman doesn't have to worry about this. Can you give an athletics check for me, Robin, and let me know what you get?
Okay.
Oh, you've got a 50. That's not bad. So go ahead and roll. You're the one that's going to have to roll, Yesenia, to see if this just kills you outright.
I got a 23 under my 31.
All right. So even with as far as you run, the ground shakes a lot and you kind of stumble a little bit, but you're okay. You don't take any damage. It's way bigger than you think it was going to be. There's a huge plume of smoke up in the sky and the buildings are on fire.
Definitely didn't think that one through all the way. Didn't really think that one through at all. Oops.
Whoopsie. What'd you get, Michelle?
So wait, I want to roll over 10%?
Over 10%, yeah.
31.
Okay. So you go flying across the driveway and land a few feet away. You still take damage, but you don't take insta-kill damage. You take 5 points.
We just checked you out of the hospital like 12 hours ago.
Just got me fixed up.
All of the sutures and whatever just open. Uh-huh. There's blood everywhere. She's got insta-black eyes. She's in the snowdrift. Behind her is the huge crater where the house used to be.
Definitely didn't think that one through, my bad.
Well, it makes me feel better about the car thing.
The car that you're in, your car, part of it, I believe it was an older car as well. It's definitely damaged. The windows have all been blown out and it's burnt on one side. There's singe marks, but you're okay. Luckily, Norman. And you see, I'm going to say that Yesenia is knocked out. She's unconscious in a snowdrift. And the triplets and the grandma are no longer alive. They are dead because they were inside the house and all the debris and everything else, they got killed. So what do you want to do, Robin? Actually, let's start with Norman. Norman, what do you want to do? Your ears are ringing too. All you hear is like...
Oh my God. I'm just like brushing all the glass off myself. It's like, you know, coughing, getting the ash off of me. I'm gonna kind of stumble out. I still have my gun on me. I'm assuming I just didn't put it down. And I'm gonna just see I'm gonna try to determine what the sheriff, if the sheriff is alive, is the corpse even there? Like what, yeah. What's going on?
The corpse is there. He is alive. He is not conscious, but he looks like his wounds are starting to heal up.
I've just done one shot, right? Yeah, I just did fire up.
Yeah, you've only fired once.
Since I don't remember any other weapon being around us, I'm literally gonna just shoot into his spinal column, like right at the neck. I'm gonna just try to decapitate him with my gun.
With your gun? Okay.
Yeah.
I love new bloodthirsty Norman.
Give me a resolve roll, because this is definitely a violence check.
For sure. Oh, very nice. I got a 53 under my 57, so barely.
You're okay. You're not freaking out or having an episode or anything like that, but you shoot his head and spinal column point blank several times. So Robin, way off in the distance, you just hear continual gunfire for about half a second, like at least like 9 shots or 8 shots, however many are in a clip. And there's this pulp where his head used to be that's now detached from his body, Norman. Robin, what are you doing?
I'm going to circle back around to the front of the house.
Okay.
Now that the explodey part is over, and try to find Yesenia and Norman.
Okay. Yesenia is knocked out in a snowdrift, and Norman is standing above the sheriff with a smoking gun, and the sheriff's head has been removed via bullet.
I'm not going to deal with that right now, but I am going to go tend to Yesenia. It's like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
Yeah, she's been beat up pretty bad. Can you give me a first aid roll?
I shall.
A lot of sound effects in this one.
That's a 33 under my 60. Yay for first aid actually coming in handy for once.
Yay. So you patch her up, you get her to wake up because it's cold out and you don't want her slipping into hypothermia or anything like that.
How many points do I get back?
1 point.
Well, if it,
it
since
is
it was
Delta
a,
green.
Since it was a crit, can it be two?
Oh, it was a crit. I'm sorry. Sure, it can be two. That was good lawyering. I like that. You get 2 points. Yeah. Could you imagine D&D with 2 points? You'd just be dead really fast.
I mean, Delta Green with 2 points Delta were green. Dead really fast.
Very true. Very true. So what do you all want to do now that you're standing next to a house that's on fire and smoke and all this? Go ahead.
Our car cannot drive anymore, right?
No.
Okay. I'm going to look for the sheriff's keys on his body. Actually, let me just go through all the pockets there, because he might have a charm or a trinket.
Norman, are you sure you work for the NSA and not the CIA?
Who knows?
Norman's become so bloodthirsty, he's taking souvenirs.
Yeah, I'm the new tank.
I usually like ears, but there's only one.
Okay, Dexter.
Exactly. So you find, yeah, he's got his basic ID and his keys and his badge and all that. So the typical stuff, nothing out of the ordinary, is in his pockets.
Is he a Dumont?
Yeah, he has a fake name. He doesn't go by Dumont. Things add up to him being a Dumont, I'll say that.
Right. Okay. So mainly I was going for the keys because we're taking the cop car out of here, I guess. Though I am curious if I hear anything from our trunk with those bugs. I'm gonna check them.
Oh, I forgot about the bugs for a moment. And you guys did get hit by a big blast.
Oh, no.
They're in a metal cylinder in the trunk, mind you.
Yeah.
They could have just gotten shaken, not stirred.
That's why I'm rolling dice for luck.
No, right.
Okay. The canister is still sealed in the back. You got lucky.
Wow.
Yeah. Are we kicking this body into the fire, the blazing fire that is this house?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's good. I guess we probably both need to carry it. You can't just kick it, kick a whole human body.
I mean,
that would take hours, but you could.
I'll grab the neck part.
Okay.
Shoulders. I mean, it's my mess. I'll deal with it.
CIA.
CIA, exactly. We know a new vocation for when she's not doing, you know, decapitations via bullets. She's trying to unlock her psychic powers through tripping balls on LSD.
Oh my god.
So, yeah. You guys,
is there a shovel nearby?
The shovel was in the garage.
It's melted.
It's not melted, just, but you'd not want to go in there.
To get the bits of the head and whatever, throw everything
you
in
can,
there.
You can, yeah, you can get it all in there. And it's gross, I'm not going to lie. And then you drive off. What do you all want to do next in the cop car?
I guess we took the bugs with us? Is that...
Did you?
I look at Robin and Yesenia. I'm holding the canister. What is it, like vibrating now or something?
Oh, maybe yeah, it's freaking out. Well, no, not after that explosion. They're like moving around a lot inside. You can...
Seems dangerous as hell. But also, I don't know if anybody else got it, but somebody messaged me some random ass GPS coordinates.
I check my phone.
Too much to hope that it'd be spam, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. All of you got the same message. It's just GPS coordinates. They're nearby.
I mean, it could be an extraction point.
Without any other information? Also, we didn't actually call for an extraction.
True. Well, we could approach this with a little bit of stealth, maybe. Don't go directly to the point, but we can look up what's going on and see if maybe we can get eyes on the point before we do anything. Is there a time? Because my phone has now been cracked through the explosion.
No, there's no time on it. It's just the location.
Okay. Yeah, my phone is probably garbage by now, so I'm going to have to use one of my backups eventually. Yeah, that's my vote, is to get eyes on it.
Right. Sneak up to it.
That's not necessarily go for a meet-in. Yeah. Also, we probably should keep this cylinder, though I'm looking at it very suspiciously. It's the only bit of evidence we still have after we've...
After you did the scorched earth? Yeah.
Sorry about that, by the way. I didn't realize exactly how big that would get. I just thought, you know, like if I only set fire to the garage, but then if I set fire to the house, it would take too long. And, you know... Creepy simultaneous talking triplets and immortal sheriffs and creepy immortal grandmas.
No, it makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Definitely can understand. No worries.
Yeah, cool. Maybe a little too much Children of the Corn.
I'm going to say you don't need to make any roll for this. You go to near the area. You've got your phones out. You get close and you see it looks like one of those... four-door pickup trucks. It's a pretty large pickup truck. It's newish, not brand new, but probably maybe 5 years old at most. And on the back of it is a secured box that you automatically know as they call it a green box. It's not green, but it's basically a drop box or...
A dead drop, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically Delta Green has sent you a present of, you know, stuff you might need because you contacted them and said that everything was kind of going haywire. And so they've sent out a vehicle and a box full of goodies. Now, here's the question. As far as you know, you have burnt down everything. You've burnt up all these people. Do you want to stay in Taildale and do any more research, or do you want to leave and go somewhere else? It's up to you all. Is there anything that you want to do in town, or do you want to head out?
I feel kind of bad for the coroner.
I do feel bad for Jake, who seems to be the only normal person.
So if we extract Jake...
If we extract Jake, I'm good with leaving, and we can give these bugs to somebody... at the agency, who will know what to do with them.
I mean, I would be very interested in learning more about them in a controlled laboratory setting where I'm not about to be jumped by people with very strange and you know, I hate to say it, I know that I shouldn't judge, but terrifying mutations, and where we have to decapitate them in order to get them to stop trying to kill us.
I don't know if that's a mutation at that point or just...
Look,
superpower.
Look.
I'm not sure.
let Robin cling to the last vestiges of plausible deniability before she just starts screaming.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I will say that if that's what you want to do, Jake has no problem at all looking for another job somewhere else and totally takes you up on the offer to leave. The four of you jump in the truck. You head out with the canister. We're going to end it here. I think this is a good place to end.
Wait, you're not going to tell us what was in the box?
There's just a bunch of goodies. So there's a lot of weapons that you can use, grenades. There is a sat phone, actually probably a couple of sat phones to replace the phones that you guys have kind of burned through. And other spycraft things like, you know, binoculars and bugs and all that wires.
Please tell me body armor. Please tell me body armor.
Yes, and there's some body armor in there as well. But that's the real question, because if you're going to stay, that's why I asked if you're going to leave, because if you're going to stay, all of that stuff becomes useful. If you're leaving, then you're leaving and we'll figure out what happens next. If they send in a different set of people to handle this, or if they see if they kind of watch how things go, and if the sheriff pops back up on the radar or not, then they might send someone in. You're not sure how they'll handle it. So that's the real question. Go ahead, Saint.
Can we do an idea roll? Because I feel like there's something very specific we missed, and I don't know. I mean, there's no way.
Well, I won't make it do an idea roll. I'll kind of go over some of the clues for you, and then you all can make a decision on whether or not you want to hightail it out of there or not. So you know that the cop and the triplets and you're guessing the grandma, all three are connected somehow, and they live forever. You're not sure if they're going to come back from being burned or not. There are two thoughts that come to your mind. One is, the sheriff has always been alive when the triplets have died. Now he is very much decapitated. So if all three of them are dead, is that connection severed? So that's the first thing. There is a ghoul cult in this city. You do not know how many citizens are actually ghouls. It's hard to gauge. If it's a situation where like half the population is ghouls, then it's going to be a lot harder to get rid of that infestation, because they're going to have to come in, figure out who's human and who's not, and extract all the people who are not. The third point is the actual tree, which seems to be where the triplets were found, seems to be some kind of religious site or sacred site for this cult. So if you were to stay, I think that the mission objectives that you would have would be finding out how many people are actually ghouls, finding out what the tree's significance is, if it's just a site or if it has power, or going home, turning this all over to Delta Green and moving on to something else and having them deal with it. It is your call.
I'm still team going back to the where we're not constantly getting shot at.
Okay.
Yeah, I am too. I'd like to write up a report, give the bugs over, keep all the weapons.
Like, and then also because we know that the hospital is not to be trusted, that we are really like us and the coroner are the only people we can trust in this entire town. And I don't think a couple of grenades and bulletproof vests are enough for that.
Right.
It's funny you should say that after taking out an entire acreage with...
It was an accident? Was an accident.
I'm just saying, it's a little
funny. It was an accident.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I just thought it would, like, kickstart a fire in the back of the house. I did not grow up in places that had propane tanks that size.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought it would kind of, like kickstart a barbecue.
Well, and it's also the fact that it's probably an ancient propane tank that wasn't the best.
Yes. Well, all right. Well, if you two are feeling like it's time to do a report, then I will join your league. But I will put down for the record that I'm very curious about that tree. And we have a bit of a grudge to settle as our first shootout location.
Hey, once the ghoul population has been decimated, we can come back and examine the tree.
Yeah, I mean, that's not to say you can never come back, Norman.
Of course.
Whether or not you want to come back.
Yeah,
that's a very pointed, you can come back. I am happy to be back in some scrubs, in a laboratory or operational setting, and dealing with some science on my own time, and not on, oh, look, something is attempting to break down the door time.
Awesome. Okay, so then I'm going to say that you all get Jake and you drive out of town and you go back to your respective places to file your reports and get back to semi-normal life, your normal jobs for a little bit. And we're going to wrap this up here. Thank you all so much. That was a lot of fun. Obviously, the Patreon and coffee people know where to find us, and we're everybody is. But just real quick, just tell them what your Twitter handle or wherever you want them to find you is. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I am Saint, or Saint Spider, and you can find me at, on Twitter, at Saint Spider TV. That's SaintSpiderTV. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulu. That's MICHULHU.
Hi, you can find me on Twitter at LADaisyGirl. That's LADESI girl. And, you know, pretty much all the other socials is Forgotten Saves.
Awesome. And I am at Plate Mail Games, all one word. And that's where I'm mainly at, or on our website on 12 Side Stories or whatever. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for being supporters. We really appreciate it, and it's awesome. So we will see you next time with more Delta Green.
Bye.